You're listening to the music of Artie Shaw, King of the Clarinet, where he makes dance history in the Blue Room of Lincoln Hotel in New York City. I am sure that many memories will be aroused in the haunting melody of this next tune, and I'm sure that Artie Shaw's treatment will create new interests in Harvest Moon.
October 2014, Day 2. Topic material today is give two examples of songs you like which were released before you were born. Well, actually, that could go way back in time. But no, I had a long think about this and decided that probably since I was born in 1950, my early listening years to music would be probably in the mid-50s, I would guess, when I started to possibly pay attention to what was being played on the wireless radio. Yes, the wireless, with the valves. And you used to have to give it a dunt now and again, because the valve, one of the valves would be a wee bit slack or something. Anyway, it was quite difficult to actually pick out tracks or songs or music that would kind of stuck with me. Not because there weren't any, but because to pick out two. Because obviously at that time we were going to get a wee bit of the early rock and roll stuff coming over. But I distinctly remember, and because of this has lodged in my head, is my mum and dad singing these songs and also, on occasion, dancing around the living room with these music tracks being played on the wireless. I'm kind of cheating a bit by using the backing track, but it's by Artie Shaw and it's called Shine On Harvest Moon. Many of you will know this track well. I'm using that as a backing track just to kind of set the mood for what's coming up. So the first track will be from the great Glenn Miller and his band. I've always loved Miller's stuff right from the first time I heard anything by him. And then when I watched the movie about Glenn Miller, James Stewart played the part. In fact, believe it or not, it's actually on the television just a few days ago. And that just hooked me even more because of the storyline. So the first track that you'll hear is from Glenn Miller and his band, and it's a Midnight Serenade, and that has always stuck in my head musically since those early years, simply because of it was different. The sound was different, everything about it was super. I just think it's one of the greatest tracks, instrumental tracks ever made, and considering what it's going about and has been going about since I was born in 1950, that's something to say. But every time I hear that track, it still sets a mood within me. So, let's hear Glenn Miller.
Thank you.
And the second track is something entirely different, but from the same era, if you like. I guess it's the late 40s, if I can remember right, early to late 40s. I suppose that encompasses everything, doesn't it? But for a different reason. And it's the Andrews Sisters. And I've listened to a lot of their stuff. I've got a lot of their stuff on track here on my Mac. But the Andrews Sisters were different again. And the harmony of these three, I believe it was three, it was Jarvis Street, it was just stupendous. And they could liven, I suppose they could liven a party in a graveyard. And the track that I'm going to play is something flip side from Moonlight Serenade. It's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. I believe it's off Company B, it's the full title. And this was one of those where people would be jiving and twisting to when I was in my early years between 1950 and 1960. And I still love this track, obviously, still love this track. So, totally different from Glenn Miller, but still the same era of music. And again, this was to set me, I could say, set me alight with this whole new listening that was coming across the pond, as they say, from the Americas. And of course, it was only the start, because I then had the 50s, between probably the age of 5 and 10, started to really tune into music, and American music was, by the time the late 50s came, we were getting Elvis and all kinds of things coming over, apart from what we had in our own country, you know, the Beatles and etc, etc, etc. But the American stuff to me was phenomenal. It was just so different, you know. It was a whole different world for me. And then, of course, the 60s. My teenage listening years was just around the corner. But we'll stick with the 40s for a moment and listen to the Andrews Sisters. Boogie Boogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Rock on.
Trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la da toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da da doo doo da da doo doo. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.